I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, before we wrap up today, let's look ahead to Anaheim, an interesting squad with some amazing young talent. However, rough team this year, and leading that charge, unfortunately, is John Klingberg with one of the worst plus minuses in the league, which is unfortunate. I always try to think of the player, a player that was going to get a solid multi-year contract, thought he could get more, took a chance, and right now on the losing end.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up to, because I feel pretty confident John Klingberg will be traded in season. He'll go to,
I agree.
He'll go to a contender, probably a retained salary. Basically, the Ducks signing him, they knew what they were doing. They basically signed him with the concept of they knew they were buying a draft pick by signing John Klingberg. That's really what the Ducks did. It was a really good piece of business by Pat Verbeek, who I think has, if you can be patient, I think he has the Ducks on the right track, but you just have to be patient there. But the Klingberg, it's kind of, there is a bit of lovely irony in the fact that the Stars went and signed Roope Hintz to avoid all drama the day before John Klingberg gets on a plane back to Dallas after what we all saw last season. So yep. I think there's a bit of lovely irony there. The Ducks are, they're one of those teams right now, because of their personnel, that they're kind of like a, they're like one of my, like, it's not NHL TV anymore, it's ESPN Plus or whatever, right? But like, they're one of my, like, I used to call them like my NHL TV teams, where it'd be like, I'm flipping around, and if that team's playing, I'm probably sticking on that's one of the games I'm checking out, just because, not because they're good, but because of their personnel and the way they play, there tends to be some excitement in the game. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the Ducks are. And they play in exciting games. They're not usually on the winning end of exciting games, but they play exciting games. And I think they've got some guys who are going through a bit of a learning curve and learning the league. Like, for example, as much as an exciting as Trevor Zegras is, I think there's still so many elements of his game where he's no longer an outsider, right? Like, he's no longer this player where what he's doing is out of the realm of, so teams now know what he's going to do. And so it kind of becomes more of, he's getting checked a bit more. Teams know what to expect with him. And the Ducks are just kind of going through that learning curve. But while they're doing that, it's exciting in the process. Now, hopefully, if you're a Ducks fan, you understand that it's part of the process. If it's something where you're looking for something more right now, it's probably a bit frustrating. To me, the one thing that I always love about watching the Ducks and Stars play, because it just seems to always happen, is you're going to see John Gibson face like 75 shots, and eventually it'll be like 5 minutes into the third period, you'll have that moment where the Stars will score on like the fourth or fifth rebound that wasn't cleared, and John Gibson will just look at the scoreboard and just be on one knee, and he'll just be like, why? What am I doing here? Like, it feels like that happens every single time the Stars and Ducks play. You get John Gibson goes all world for like 45 minutes until finally something breaks. And it's like, what am I doing here? Why am I here?
It's very tough to justify my argument that he is really good goalie. Just because of the team. Yes. But I'm like, I'm telling you, this guy's a good goalie. He has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm. He is a good goalie. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had them fighting for the wild card last year. They were in it for a while, and then they just went away. The one thing about the John Klingberg is that I believe the one-year deal included a no-trade contract until after January. So
through January 1.
Through January 1. Yeah. I totally agree with you. That was done for the trade reason, and it was very smart. And I think there absolutely will be a team because he is a in this case, I don't really look at the plus minus. I think he's a playmaking, you know, power play defenseman that I think can bring value to a potential contender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We, while we're here real quick, just because literally while we were recording this came out, I think it's just an interesting thing.
Oh, okay.
When you talk about bad contracts.
Yeah.
And things like that. So the LA Kings have placed Cal Peterson on waivers today, and he's in year one of a $5 million per year contract with an 868 save percentage. So if you ever wanted to talk, we talked earlier in the week about Stars goaltending and things like that. Like the Kings basically had to waive a $5 million a year goalie today. So just always keep that in perspective whenever you're getting worried about whether where your dollars are going with Jake Ottinger.
One would absolutely guess that will clear waivers.
Yes.
So. I was trying to think of the LA Kings player that I'm looking him up right now. I need to know this. That was in the same. I want to say the same draft year as Haskinen.
Oh, Vilardi.
Yeah.
Gabe Vilardi, yeah.
Yeah. You know, he was slower to develop, but, you know, doing pretty well for them now.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a good start to the year.
Yeah. Yeah, they're an interesting team. And who knew Seattle? I mean, yeah. God, I watched Vegas last week, and they were in command, and then all of a sudden over the weekend, Seattle goes into Vegas, wins. Vancouver goes into Vegas, wins. So that gambling slump as far as you know, not having your legs because you were out the night before, I just don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sean, thank you so much for filling in for Craig Ludwig, who is on the road with his team practicing and doing a whole bunch of other things. And thanks for your perspective on the Roope Hintz contract. I think it's a very interesting one, and it's fascinating to see, you know, the Stars locking up their core members and their youth for years to come. So really appreciate you joining us today.
For sure. It's always fun.
That's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to Sean Shapiro for joining us, and we'll be back on Friday with another podcast to recap the Ducks game right here on The Fan.